This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to a special edition of the Strang Report podcast for Friday, February 26, 2021. I know people will be listening to the podcast a lot later, but I just felt it was important to put something up on the Charisma Podcast Network right away because yesterday the House of Representatives passed what's called H.R. 5, the so-called Equality Act, which sounds very nice. But it's very dangerous because it advances a radical LGBT agenda that would force that agenda on all Americans, including Christians. I had the privilege yesterday of being on Gene Bailey's Flashpoint program on the Victory Channel, and he had a couple of other guests, and we talked about it. And I told them that I had actually written about this in my God, Trump 2020 book, because a similar bill was passed in 2019 by the House, but of course it was dead on arrival in the Senate. This bill has to go to the Senate. The Senate is exactly 50-50. Vice President Kamala Harris will cast the deciding vote if it is a 50-50 split, which means the Democrats would get it, and it would be passed into law. Gene Bailey did a remarkable monologue, and I asked him if we could put it on our Charisma News website, and he agreed to it. But in the monologue, which you can read on charismanews.com, he talks about how it actually endangers the church. Churches would be breaking the law if they refused to hire someone that did not agree with their doctrine, but it somehow violated this Equality Act. Churches and Christian schools and, you know, really everybody would have to have transgender bathrooms and that type of thing. And would also suppress religious freedom because it specifically says that the Freedom Equality Act that was signed by President Bill Clinton in the early 1990s is superseded by this new law. And that law in the 1990s actually gave some exceptions to religious organizations to hire only people that really agree with their doctrine. And this would mainstream and this philosophy, this agenda, not only a gay agenda, as we used to call it, but this radical agenda about transgenderism. Now, time will tell exactly how this plays out, but apparently it will force parents and doctors to allow children to do hormone treatment or sex change surgery. It's just very, very scary. And the thing is that we can't just take a nonchalant attitude and say, oh, that this will never happen. The thing is, we've taken that attitude in the past, and it has happened. And, you know, there are some laws that we don't think are right, but at least you could opt out. You know, there was a day when prohibition was the law of the land, and that was changed, but they don't make you drink. A lot of states have passed laws to make gambling legal, but you don't have to gamble. They don't come into your house and force you to gamble. They don't give you a fine if you don't gamble. They don't give you a fine if you criticize gambling. Same thing with abortion. You know, I think that abortion is the greatest blight on our land, the taking of innocent life. But they don't force you to make an abortion. You know, they don't come to pregnant women and say, the government has decided that you should have an abortion because you have too many children or something. I mean, it sounds ludicrous, but they actually did that in China. They had a one-child policy, supposedly because of their population explosion. And the one time that I visited China in the 1990s, I was visiting with Christians, of course, and they actually had a pregnant girl with them. They were hiding because she was going to have an abortion because she already had one child. And I've heard that has been relaxed some. And it sounds extreme, but the fact is it has happened. And we, you know, our country is getting more and more left. There are some people that are saying it's almost like a Marxist takeover. They get in power, they make sure that they can't be voted out of office, and they start changing things. This is what Chavez did in Venezuela. You know, it did not change the first day, but they got power and they started changing things. And, you know, I did a podcast some time ago about Venezuela. I've written about it in my book. So anyway, I'm doing this podcast and expressing my thought because I think it is so important. And Christians, really all Americans, need to wake up to this. There's also some pro-life policies that would be affected by this. The Equality Act would extend the term sex to Title II of the 1964 Civil Rights Act on public accommodation to mean pregnancy, childbirth, or related medical conditions. Both the Equal Opportunity Commission and the Third Circuit Court of Appeals have interpreted related medical conditions to include abortion. Now, Gene Bailey, in his monologue, which you can read, you know, we're running it as an op-ed, talked about how many of the feminist groups, even liberal and radical feminist groups, are opposed to this because it would actually allow biological men to declare that they're women and to compete with biological females. And, you know, because of hormones and DNA and all that, men are just stronger. Now, not every man is stronger than every woman. Of course not. There is exceptions. But as a general rule, and there are some people that want, you know, some men, apparently, high school or college age men, want to compete. Apparently, you know, at least you'd assume they want to compete because they think they can win. And the thing is, you don't even have to have a sex change operation. You couldn't just declare that you want to be a woman. I mean, this stuff can get so crazy that it's scary. And really, it's an anti-God agenda that's being put into law that will be able to stifle Christians, stifle conservatives, stifle churches. And I think that we need to speak up. You need to write your congressman. You need to write your senators. You need to post things online. There's a lot of good things with First Liberty Ministry. One of their representatives was on this program. There's other good things, different Christian organizations, different things even on our own website. And you can post this on social media and get out the word. The mainstream media is not covering this like we are. In fact, I happened to see Politico, and they said historic bill passes, as if it was a really good thing. I didn't bother to read their report, but I could tell from the headline that that was their opinion. And the mainstream media is not playing up these very, very negative things. In fact, you know, depending on where they are on the ideological spectrum, most, I'm assuming at least, that most of them could care less if churches' rights are trampled. They don't like the church. The church stands for something they don't approve of, and that would be godliness and righteousness and biblical values. And, you know, in our culture, more and more is just anything goes. So I hope that you will send out this podcast to people. It's my way to try to get out the word. Of course, we'll be doing other things as well. And it'll be interesting to follow this over time. I wrote about it in 2019 in my book because I listed it as one of the reasons why, in my opinion, it was important to reelect Donald Trump. He is not perfect by any means. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But he did back biblical values, and he would have stood in the way of this kind of thing happening. And I said, you know, the left has shown its hand. I mean, it shows not only that they'll propose a bill like this, but I think that I'm pretty sure, without going back and checking, that all the Democrats in the House of Representatives in 2019 voted for it. And of course, the Republicans, who tend to be more conservative, although there are a number of Republicans that are showing their true colors. We call them rhinos, Republicans in name only. Some of them are very liberal, and I think we need to vote them out. If they're going to vote like Democrats, we might as well have a Democrat in there. You know, the thing is, we want to get along with everyone. Jesus tells us that. Live peaceably with all men. But we've got, you know, the thing is that Christians are willing to give a live and let live attitude. Same thing with most conservatives. The other side doesn't do that. They want to have their way, and they want to penalize you, punish you, fine you, in some instances, even imprisonment, if people go against these agendas. And the problem is that the left and those who have a very, very liberal point of view about morality tend to have the centers of power. Right now, they have the House, they have the Senate, they have the White House, but they also have the news media, academia. You know, thank God we still have rights. Thank God we still have leaders who are standing up and, you know, calling for reasonableness. And I'm just in my own way using the platform the Lord has given me to try to let my voice be known too. You know, Christians are not wanting to go out and persecute and prosecute gays or lesbians or even transgender people. You know, it's still a pretty small percentage of the population, and most of America is not for this, yet they seem to be getting the upper hand. They want to mainstream this, and they want to eliminate any voices that don't agree with them. So if you agree with me, please share this podcast. We need to get the word out. And I know you do share the podcast because they're continuing to grow. My last few podcasts, I've announced that we just passed 8 million downloads for the Strang Report. I had two other smaller podcasts, and if you add it all together, I'm up to 9.6 million. So I'm just kind of watching until it goes over 10 million, which will be quite a milestone for my podcast. Thank you to listening today to this special report that we rushed to get on the air. I didn't even put the theme song at the beginning just to save a little bit of time because I think it is so important. God bless you.